Hello, everybody. You're listening to... Why was I about to say How I Met Your Mother? Yeah, you're absolutely not listening to that. This is Young and Clueless. I'm your host, Trisha Fernandez, and welcome. I have been absolutely binge-watching How I Met Your Mother. Like, I think I started, like, a week ago, and I'm already on season 6. And I've watched this series, like, 3 times now. And I just think that How I Met Your Mother and Friends are, like, I don't want to say the most, like, realistic, but I want to say, like, they're very reflective to what it's like to be 20, 30, like, in your 20s and your 30s. Just because, I mean, both those shows went on for, like, 10 seasons, so 10 years. And, like, I think all the characters, like, went through a lot and, you know, they had their core group of friends, but they had breakups within the friendships and relationships. They got, like, guest stars. They all were in and out of jobs. They all had their money issues, and I don't know, it was kind of cool. And I don't know, I think everyone's life can be as fun, or, like, yeah, those shows seem like, I don't know, like, just funny and fun, but your life could be like that, because they do go through all these same issues. But, like, you know, if you're watching and you're like, oh my god, their lives are so sick, if you look at your own life, it's kind of like the same, I guess. I don't know, just a thought. But yeah, I've been watching How I Met Your Mother, different shows on Netflix. Okay, I don't know why, but I keep getting recommendations for, like, Dubai Bling and Selling Beverly Hills, and I don't know, I liked Selling Sunsets, but, like, I don't know, an overload of those types of shows are just too much drama. But yeah, and then now that it finally snowed, I started watching all the little Christmas movies, the cheesy ones, you know what I'm talking about. They're so bad to watch, but, like, so good, just for this season. Yeah, and then I'm actually drowning in schoolwork this week. I think I have, like, 3 big assignments, and, like, 2 of them are group assignments. One of them's worth 30%. The other ones are worth 25 or something. And I just don't understand. Why do profs all semester, there'll be assignments worth, like, 2 to 5%. And everyone's like, oh my god, I gotta get this discussion post done. And then by the end of the semester, boom, final exam, final essay worth 40, 45, 50%. And absolutely nobody has the, like, motivation or care in the world to give it their all. And I just don't think we're set up for success. But that's just a personal opinion. Maybe I'm just mad. No, but I was literally talking to my dad about how, like, I don't know if it's definitely procrastination to some extent, but I just think, like, everything will get done, and I don't know, I kind of just, okay, some days I'll wake up and my laptop's there, so I'll just get my laptop, sit in bed, and I finish, like, 5 assignments, whereas sometimes I'll be like, no, guys, I can't hang out, and, or, like, I have to block off a whole day, I don't go to the gym, I don't do anything else, just my assignment, and I get barely anything done, and I don't know how it works, but it always gets done. There's no point in stressing. I don't know how I've gotten myself to this point, but I think what I stress about is just, like, when I don't want to do something. I'm like, it's more annoying at that point, not stressful. But it's whatever. And now that the winter's come, I am in, like, sweatpants, stay home and watch TV kind of a mood. And I always fight it, because I'm definitely a summer gal. I think it's just so much better. You get to, life is so much easier. There are more hours of daylight. There are more things to do. It's just so easy to make plans, get up and go. You don't have to pack things and heat your car and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I think I always say, this is gonna be my last, or I've been saying this year, this is gonna be my last winter, because in Canada, because, like, after I graduate, I'm out of here, I'm anywhere else. And I think it's funny, because imagine like next year I'm still here and everyone else is like, haha, sucka. But I do want to move somewhere and like preferably somewhere warm that has like cooler temperatures. I do like a change, but not this negative 20, negative 40 degree weather. No, thank you. I don't need ice on my windshield every morning. It's just not, like, it's not easy to just like make plans or say I want to go downtown. I have to take, or I'd rather take public transport and I don't know, come back to it. And it's just so much more work. And you gotta worry about, am I gonna be warm? Are my feet gonna be warm? Are my ankles gonna be warm? Oh my god, that's a whole other issue I have for no reason. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. But I just think there's no point in, you know, avoiding it or like time to embrace it. If it is my last year, I'm gonna try to embrace it, and I think everyone should too. And that's what I wanted to talk about, just how to embrace the winter, how to I don't know, keep it going. I just think because like it's so easy to get sucked into the or get like affected by seasonal depression and, you know, a lack of I honestly, okay, the time changed last week, and I don't think I'm still, my mind or my body is registered that like just because it's dark at 5:30 does not mean it's bedtime, because I'm like, okay, ready for, you know, ready to shower and like get the end of my day going. But no, it's literally 5:30, like I can still go out. Yeah, so I mean there's getting used to that. Now I think I'm doing a little better, like it's 8:30. I just had a meeting for class and I don't know, I still plan on doing some work and then chilling, unwinding later. But ew, I just But yeah, okay, this is not the point of this episode. This episode is how to, you know, keep your spirits high, like different things to do in the winter to I don't know, keep it chill. Number one, I think given to your temptation or given to the whole thing of hibernating, if you don't want to leave your house, don't leave your house. If you want to, of course, go on walks, go to the gym, go, I don't know, school, do those things. I also, oh my god, this is so bad. I stopped going to class because I have to drive an hour and a half. First of all, gas prices are astronomical right now, and it's just, I don't know, do I drive an hour and a half and then sit in a class for 3 hours, and is it gonna be interesting? Like, is it gonna be worth the gas money and the commute and the, it's fun. Usually when I go, I'm like, oh great, I enjoyed. But I don't know, getting there, I'm like, and it's cold, and it's like slippery outside. I don't know. But yeah, so I think number one, make a list of shows and movies you want to watch. Either alone, either with your family, either with your roommates, with your friends. Just have a bunch of movie nights. Those are the best. And I don't know, if you drink wine, awesome. Snacks, make a lot of charcuterie boards, make a lot of, I don't know, shareable foods, pizzas, ice creams. Catch up with people. I think in the summers, it's very easy. I'm never home, personally. My TV is absolutely like useless, gets no screen time. My screen time is actually like, I don't know, maybe 2 hours, in the summer. In the winter, it shoots up to like 4, and I hate it. I hate it. I hate the every Sunday I get that like notification that says your screen time was up. And I'm like, no, but it's okay. It is what it is. Like, again, it's just the winter. I think accepting it and like going with it is where I personally struggle, and where I don't know, I feel like people around me, they're always like, oh, like I want to do this, but I just don't feel like it, or I want to go out, but I just don't feel like it. This is winter, this is hibernation season. Like, I think we all need to allow ourselves to hibernate and just take it slower. It's cold outside, who wants to go there? But if you do, try new winter activities. There are so many that I do not, like, I've never done. I have been in Canada for 14 years. Before that, I was in Dubai, so heat. And I still have not gone tobogganing. Can you imagine? Tobogganing. As simple as taking a piece of cardboard and, like, sliding down a hill of snow. I haven't done that. And that needs to change. I don't know. It just hasn't happened. I have to do more research on, like, and by research I mean like a Google search on like going skiing or snowboarding for a day. Just to, I've heard it's very expensive, like to just rent out equipment for a day. It's like really expensive, so that's why I haven't done it. But you know, one Google search away, and maybe it's not even that bad, or maybe I can find like a cheap rental somewhere. But yeah, I think trying new like winter activities could be fun, like outdoor. And then for indoor, I just signed up for a beach volleyball league, and it's supposed to be like beginner, or I don't know, just like above beginner. And I'm excited because during COVID, I feel like I've probably talked about this, but I personally like got close with like a bunch of like a group of people, very like tight knit, like we'd see each other all the time, and it just got so comfortable, right? And like because of COVID, you weren't going out and meeting new people and talking to new people. And this year, definitely things have opened up, and I went to an internship, I work at a different place, I just go to the gym and talk to people now. Like, it's so much easier, but like the way you meet people is by going to things consistently and consecutively, right? Like that's why people become very close with people from work or very close with people from school, because you see them all the time, and that's just how life works. So I just decided, why not sign up for a league? It'll keep me excited to go do something like active, and I can meet new people that I'd be seeing every week, and it's kind of cool. You never know who's around the corner, what friends you can make, what like relationships could stem from just like meeting people. Yeah, I think honestly, I've also learned that just meeting new people and getting new perspectives on things is one of life's greatest, great greatest like experiences. Just talking to new people could open you up to meeting even more people, or just gaining new perspectives on things. My next one was picking up new hobbies. So I think during like times when you're at home or indoors a lot, it's kind of cool to see what you can work with. One of my friends, my really close friends, a few days ago we decided to do painting, and I thought that was a lot of fun. I mean, we're not really good at it, but you know, when we're little, we just have all this art, all these art supplies and stuff like that, and why not use it? Why not try to be creative? I think trying to like harness creativity is always so much fun, as long as you keep it light and fun and don't put like too much pressure on it. The day after, we decided to try patchwork. So like just go to the store and buy iron-on patches to like put on a sweater or something. And long story short, I mean, long like adventure, we didn't find any patchwork, and then we ended up learning how to use a Cricut machine. And for those who don't know, let me, it's like a cutting machine, but it's like a digital cutting machine. Like you can, there's an app that it connects to, and I don't know, it's very, very cool. And we learned how to use it because my mom already has one. And she made a sweater, and I made a little t-shirt for my dog with a little Christmas joke on it. And like it took us quite a while to learn, and like a few mistakes and two trips to Michael's, which is an art supply store. And honestly, at the end of it, we learned a new skill, and we were like, oh my God, what if we just make sweaters for people, like custom designs, and just sell them, and we could start our own little business. And every time I think of like starting a new business, also in every one of my classes, we're starting a new, like we're creating a new product or starting a new business in some way, shape, or form. So I'm like, oh, cool. But my mind always goes to like, oh, well, let's do the marketing and social media. I know how to design. Like, I'll create a poster, I'll create a social post, and a story, and an in-feed post, and an ad. And I'm like, oh, how could we get like I don't know, like our friends to post it. I don't know. That's just where my mind goes. But yeah, like stuff like that. You can learn so many new things. We also one time once we were bored and we decided to make chocolate covered strawberries for the rest of our group of friends, and then we delivered them and we're like, why don't we just, start something like that, a little bake shop. And I mean, I guess there's no we have to come up with like our own little unique value proposition as to why people would buy from us and not others. But it doesn't have to be that deep either. It could just be for fun. And yeah, so and like my next one was just to like try to start a business, try to teach yourself a new skill and like I don't know, see how you can profit off of it in the future. I also learned how to do gel nails. Gel, yeah, soft gel nails, and I bought everything off Amazon. It cost me like I think 100 in total, and like a few YouTube videos, a few TikToks, and I think my set looks pretty good. Now it's all about like, learning how to make them last, or like doing it so that they last longer because of how they're originally done. Stuff like that. It's kind of cool to, I don't know, get your mind flowing. Keep your mind flowing that way, even though we can't go outside. And yeah, I think you gotta keep it fun and fresh, but you also have to accept the fact that it's winter and allow yourself to hibernate and take it slower during the winter. I used to, or last year, okay, let's just go with dates. Summer 2021, I was all about go, go, go. Let's, go to the gym in the mornings. Let's wake up early, like have that. And then I tried to carry it on into the winter, and like I would take shifts at 7 a.m. and just. It was a disaster. Personally, I did not like it just because I would wake up, it's still dark, and then I would finish work, it's dark again, and there was just no, I don't know. I was very like, stick to the schedule, stick to this, but I think I was very like trying to maintain like a summer mindset. But no, it's all about adjusting and evolving with the seasons. So yeah, I hope everybody has a great winter this year. I hope it's a fun one. I think it needs to be, because why not? And yeah, let me know if you guys have any winter tips, because it seems to be a recurring issue for me at least. Like, I don't know. I really don't like it. But yeah, if you have any tips on how to enjoy the winter, how to make it that much better, share them with me. But all said and done, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode, this was a bit of a funner, a bit of a lighter one, and it was fun to record. I'm just happy I'm recording. And yeah, thank you for listening. Have a great day. Bye.